Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Man, I gotta tell you, I like that. That music, that works. Oh, that works, baby. That's one of my favorite AC/DC songs, man, to be honest with you. My nickname was Thunder back in high school, so now I'm excited about that. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. My name is Lee Elsie Wayne, and the great Wayne Allen Root is, again, not going to be on tonight. In fact, he'll be back, I believe it's on Monday. Christopher down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons, making it all go as I'm fooling around with the buttons here in my own home studio in Connecticut. I hope I have it finally right. I was talking to Chris, but he wasn't talking back to me. I realized why now, Chris. So we should be all set. Thank you very much. On my end, again, Wayne will be back hopefully on Monday. My name is Lee Elsie. If you remember my name on Tuesdays and Thursdays for the longest time, I did the first hour of the broadcast. And whenever Wayne takes some time off, then I am fortunate enough to get a chance to actually spend that time with you here on the radio on all these great stations across the entire country. We can take phone calls, certainly, throughout the entire show if you'd like. 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. Once again, Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas. He will pick it up with a pleasant hello, how you doing, and we'll put you up and get you on. We can talk about whatever it is that is on your mind again. I do have a bit of an, I think it's going to be an interesting show in store for you, so I hope you stick around for the entire 3 hours. I will talk to a few politicians from the state of Connecticut, and the reason why I'm going to bring them on, first of all, all of them are really good, solid American citizens running for an office that I think, offices that I think are worthy of their talents, and I want to talk to them and give them, and in some cases there is a need for a national platform, in particular with our governor, governor's race, and we're going to talk to Bob Stefanowski a little bit later on, along with congressional candidate Mike France. I got a feeling we're going to hear from my main man, Colonel Rob Simmons, somewhere during the course of the night. Former Congressman John LeBoutelier will join me. And, again, Tommy Binger from the Heritage Foundation will be on with us towards the end of the show. And in the middle, actually in the final hour of the program, if you're getting sort of to that point where you're getting Ukrained out, if you will, you're, you know, kind of getting beat over the head to a certain extent with Ukraine, although we have to talk about it, obviously, for the majority of the time tonight, because it's the biggest story in the entire world. I do want to take a baseball break because we're not going to have it doesn't look like we're going to have baseball season. So I do have a New York Times bestselling author that's going to join me who has had a chance to sit down with all of the legends of the past, and I'm going to spend a little bit of time with him, at least one break, maybe two, talking to Peter Gallenbach a little bit later on. So that's all coming up today in the first time I've filled in for a long, long time for Wayne Allen Root, and again, I appreciate all of it. So let's start with what everybody is watching, what everybody's on the edge of their seat, paying very close attention to. That, of course, is what's happening in Ukraine. And again, this continues to be an evolving story. Literally, as every second ticks off the clock, something new happens, whether it is just like literally within the last half hour. There have been attacks, there have been shootings, there have been, in fact, what I guess the Ukrainians ambushed a Russian truck, smashed it into a parked car, then shot the occupants, tried to take over. We're seeing, you know, the death tolls spike. It's strange as all of this is happening, like the, you know, a big time movie of the week, Dow Jones up. To a certain extent, actually up 34,000. The NASDAQ is up a little bit today, which I get a little bit surprising. Oil was over $100 a barrel, at least as of a couple hours ago. It dropped below that, somewhere in the high 90s. But just that's the economic side of this. But I wanted to talk in particular about, you know, you got the people. This is not a movie, right? I guess this is what I want to try to say. This is not a movie. And we're watching it almost as if it is that Sunday night movie of the week. Like Wag the Dog, sort of, to speak, so to speak. So you're watching the, you know, missiles fly. You're watching the people flee, in some cases, for their life, literally for their life. Highways backed up in one direction as people are trying to get out. And you got to realize that this is people who are, again, they are running for their lives. Their whole life has been turned upside down in a mere matter of hours. And it'll never be the same for them. Chances are they'll never go back to their home again. They'll never get a chance to go to, you know, back and see all of their worldly possessions. It's really a surreal, it must be a surreal feeling to think about that. I mean, wherever you are, wherever you're listening to me tonight, whatever highway you're on as you're heading home, maybe from work, and you're thinking to yourself when you get home, you want to relax and, you know, maybe open up a beer or a soda or whatever and have your dinner made, get ready to maybe watch a little bit of television. You look around all your worldly possessions and you think to yourself, well, tomorrow, if we were invaded or you were invaded or the country was invaded and you had to run for your life, you had to leave all that stuff behind. Imagine that. Everything that you've ever had in your whole life left behind so that you could, again, try to save your own skin. And that's, you know, that's something that maybe we forget. Now, on top of some of that stuff, now, maybe the women and children in Ukraine are fleeing for their lives, but the men are sticking around. I saw there was an 80-year-old who signed up, gave him a gun, fight, because he wants to do it for his grandkids. There are some remarkable stories coming out of this. So it's, again, as it's unfolding like the nightly news, it's something that, I don't know if we've ever, I've never experienced anything quite like this. I mean, we've seen the Afghanistans, we've seen the Iraqs, we've seen the bombings there, but this is a little bit different because it's almost being caught more on in real time and you're getting some of the reaction from the people on the ground more so than you did, I think, in the other wars. A little bit later on in the show, I'm going to talk about what I think Putin actually wants and, you know, what his desire is. But I spent a big chunk of the afternoon chatting with a couple of progressive friends of mine. I do that often because I like to get the ideas that were what's going on behind their furrowed brow and get the idea of what they're thinking about. And today I got a chance to talk to a couple of my progressive friends who here's what they said to me. And they were, you know, this is dead serious. By the time, you know, we're talking about this, we're talking about the ramifications, and we're talking about, you know, what's the next move and what's Putin's next play and how does China factor in. And, you know, towards the end of the conversation, one of them says to me, he says, we're just lucky that Biden's doing such a great job. And I actually had to stop what I was doing and sort of almost like I was hitting the water out of my eardrum and said, Jimmy, what are you talking about? He's like, we're lucky because they're so anti-Trump. It's scary. We're lucky that Biden's doing such a great job. He's pushing all the right buttons. I'm like, he's pushing all the right buttons. What buttons are he pushing? Or is he pushing that are right? Well, the sanctions and more sanctions to come and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, well, the reason why that he being Putin, is moving at will across, almost at will. I mean, the Ukrainians are fighting back, and they're actually, it's been pretty heroic. But the reason why Putin is moving across Ukraine is partly due to the fact that, you know, you've got Joe Biden in charge, who's as weak as a leader as possible. Now, of course, my progressive friends doubled down that it was Trump that actually opened this up. Trump actually sort of, you know, opened the door and gave his buddy the come on in, you can, the water's kind of clear kind of sign. But it's I guess what I'm trying to get to is it's amazing how people of different political backgrounds can see completely different things, the same story in completely different ways. Like, I'm looking at this saying to myself, okay, Biden clearly is, you know, the weakest president we've had in my lifetime. And that's saying a lot because Carter was brutal, right? But he clearly is the weakest president we have had, in at least in my lifetime. And still, there are progressives out there who think he's doing a wonderful job. They think it's just magnificent. Him getting up in front of the microphone, him talking about the sanctions that were put into place, him, you know, doing this and that. And the first thing I said to my friend today was, wait a second. Well, he hasn't done really anything extraordinary. I mean, he's putting sanctions on a country that, you know, as of right now doesn't give a damn about. They were still buying oil from them. right? They haven't been bounced out as swift as far as 4 o'clock this afternoon. And I, you know, went back and forth with my friend. He said, well, that's because of Germany. I said, yeah, it's because of Germany. Germany wants their oil. But you know what? If we were energy independent, we could deal with this all ourselves. We wouldn't need to kiss the ring. Or even none of our neighbors would need to kiss the ring of Putin. It doesn't necessarily mean that we should and would step in. Because I'm beginning now to feel more and more like maybe we shouldn't. The ramifications, the geopolitical ramifications of us doing anything other than sanctions may, in the long run, be extremely detrimental to us. Now, if he were to move on Baltic states, it's a different story. And that's something we can talk about a little bit later on. I want to get into that a little bit later on because it's the what-if factor. Like, what if this happens and what if that happens? But it goes back to what we talk about a lot. Here, not only in my show here in Connecticut, I hear Wayne talking about a lot. Just this incredible, vast chasm, the divide between the the political left and the political right, and how we see things and how other folks see things. And and that's going to take me to something else I want to talk about when we come back, which is what exactly do you want? Like, what is it that you want? Sitting in your car at a stoplight right now in Vegas or on your way home somewhere in California, out in Long Island, New York. What do you want? What do you want your government to be? What do you want it to do? How do you want it to act? All that can come up. We can talk about that. Like I said, if you guys want to call in 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK, you can email me, LeeElseyRadio@gmail.com. My name is Lee Elsey. Wayne will be back on Monday. Again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network.
To tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices
on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Right now, people are home with...
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Roots on Fire.
Hero 2020. For weeks I've been telling you about a non-lethal weapon, Hero 2020. The website's hero2020.com. Hero has engineered a much more powerful solution than pepper spray in a can. It only takes a few minutes to learn how to use the Hero 2020. It has a laser sight to ensure you will never miss. It does not require a concealed carry permit. This is perfect for anyone who wants to protect themselves and doesn't feel comfortable carrying a traditional handgun. Hero 2020 will stop an attack, but no one dies or gets seriously injured, and you won't get sued. Do what I did and protect yourself and your loved ones, and get the Hero 2020 today at hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. That's hero2020.com, hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, and the show is raw and unfiltered. I appreciate y'all being with me. Wayne is off tonight. Be back again on Monday. My name again is Lee Elsie. Thanks for joining me. You can email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. So a couple things that you may have missed here in the last couple of hours. If you've been working, Zelensky warns Russia will storm Kiev tonight. White House, again, says it will sanction Putin even more. But the president of Ukraine believes that tonight is going to be the night when they come banging on the door to see if they can't grab him. Now, just within the last, I think, hour or so, or hour and a half, the Ukrainian military is reporting they shot down a Russian, a Lucian 276 jet with the 76 with soldiers on board. And it's a big transport plane. Don't know. It doesn't say how many soldiers were on board or whether or not the entire scenario was a loss for Russia. But that remains to be seen. So we're paying close attention to that. There's also, you know, reports now, and I just mentioned this in the opening, that by essentially if we're going to be buying oil from Russia, continuing to buy oil from Russia without shutting them out, essentially, aren't we financing this whole thing? I mean, if we're going to stay out of it, let's stay out of it. Let's figure out a way so that we can completely cut them off. It's so hypocritical. I know it's more complex than just flipping a switch. I get that, right? Because there's a lot of players, there's a lot of actors involved in all of this. But they knew about this for months, right? You're trying to tell me the Biden administration didn't know when there was a huge troop buildup what could potentially happen? So you don't think that it would have been in the best interest of everyone involved if, in fact, this man is planning on overthrowing Ukraine, whether you think that's within his right or not? Because you can make an argument that Putin firmly believes Ukraine is the property of Russia. Certainly, he's made point to that a number of different times. But if we know that this is a potential possibility and we want to side with the most peaceful resolution, wouldn't you prepare every aspect, every angle, and make sure that in some way, shape, or form, even our allies aren't buying oil from Russia? We have a way around that. But the problem is we screwed up. We being the Biden administration in particular screwed up by cutting off that original pipeline and cutting off the idea that of energy independence for us. And so we're actually in a roundabout way funding these people getting chased through the streets and killed. I don't know if you saw this. This is I'll just continue on some of the rants as far as Ukraine goes. Did you see what John Kerry did? Is it yesterday or the day before? He was sitting down for an interview, and I don't know if it was with the BBC or with the Al Jazeera network. I'm not sure. But he actually said this, and I almost bust out laughing. He was being serious. He's like, I sure hope that Putin continues to uphold the agreement with the Paris Climate Accord. That came out of his mouth. He said that. They were having, him and the interviewer were having a back and forth, and he actually said that. And I'm thinking to myself, bombs are dropping on the heads of Ukrainians, and this guy is worried about whether or not Putin's staying up at night, worried whether or not he's polluting the environment. It's just remarkable how much tunnel vision our leadership has. And John Kerry could be the biggest dope on the planet, and maybe one of the biggest traders on the planet as well. So I found that sort of entertaining in a roundabout way. But anyway, we're trying to keep you up to date on everything that's happening. As it happens, Russia continues to strike forces attacking locations across Ukraine. And if I get information that pops, I'll make sure I feed it to you. Like I said, we'll have a bunch of guests rolling through here between now and the end of the program, including two congressmen, one wannabe congressman, one wannabe governor, a couple of folks from the Heritage Foundation all coming up. And actually, for a little bit, we'll talk about baseball. We'll take a respite and talk about one of my favorite pastimes. So we'll do all that. Stick around once again. Wayne is off tonight. My name is Lee Elsey. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This has really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Now, listen to Leonard's results.
So when I went to my doctor, I was telling him about your product, Andro 400, and he said that it was okay for me to take it. So I started taking it. I just came back from the doctor yesterday. I'm down to 190 from 236, and he told me to continue to doing what I'm doing.
Outstanding, Leonard. Losing 46 pounds. Guys, if achieving results like losing belly fat, gaining energy, and improving testosterone levels are what you're looking for, then get Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
War now.
The USA Radio News with John Hunt.
An update from Ukraine. President Joe Biden held a secure call with Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky as his administration warned that the capital city of Kiev could soon fall to Russia. The White House said the two leaders spoke for roughly 40 minutes. Zelensky, who remains in Ukraine, has been urging Western governments to do more to help his country. In a video address, Zelensky said he's now Russia's number one target. Earlier in the day, President Biden met with NATO leaders to discuss the situation in Ukraine. President Joe Biden has selected Ketanji Brown Jackson as his nominee to the Supreme Court, setting in motion a historic confirmation process for the first black woman to potentially sit on the highest court in the land. Jackson currently sits on D.C.'s federal appellate court and had been considered the frontrunner for the vacancy since Justice Stephen Breyer announced his retirement. She received and accepted Biden's offer in a call last night, but was present for the D.C. Circuit Court hearings this morning. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We'll be right back.
Everybody, welcome back to the show. Sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way, Fellowship Home Loans. You know that buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment you will ever make. Having a friend in the mortgage business can certainly help. And now you've got two of them. Mike and Brian of Fellowship Home Loans, my buddies, are now your buddies. They've been providing assistance to people just like you for nearly 20 years. Purchases, refinancing, VA loans, reverse mortgages. They also just reevaluate and evaluate your current situation. Not too late to take advantage of unbelievably low rates, but you have to act now. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. Now, you've got friends in the business, mortgage business, that is. Mike and Brian, FellowshipHomeLoans.com, FellowshipHomeLoans.com, or call them at 800-804-SAVE, 800-toll-free, 804-SAVE. Tell them Wainwright sent you, 800-804-SAVE.
All right, welcome back. You're listening again to the USA Radio Network Raw and Unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, and as I told you so far, for the first couple of breaks we've been on, Wayne will be back on Monday. He's giving some very important speech to a bunch of very important fat cats down in down by Christopher down there in Dallas. Anyway, there's a lot of serious stuff going on. National average. Yeah, is that what, today?
There was a big parade for Wayne in Dallas today.
Oh, okay.
It's huge.
Yeah, parades in Dallas don't really work out too well.
It was Wayne Day.
Oh, today was Wayne Day?
Wayne Day.
Listen, I'm sure he packed the rafters. I'm sure everybody came out to see Wayne.
Oh, come on.
You know, anyway. Gas prices across the country, $3.50 a gallon. Where I am here in Connecticut, it's up over, closing in on, it's almost four. And make the prediction, it's certainly going to go above five. We all can see the tea leaves as far as that goes. I want to roll through just a couple of stories, rip and read stories that have been accumulating on my desk here the last 12 hours. This one bothers me. So Twitter, Facebook, Instagram are allowing the Kremlin and their officials to promote their war efforts on social media. Now, free speech is free speech, and normally I wouldn't have an issue with that. But, you know, you want to go back to Twitter banning the President of the United States for some of the quote-unquote distasteful tweets he may have thrown out there? This guy's actually killing people today. And the narrative through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, they're able to continue. That to me is remarkable. That to me is just, it's mind-blowing. Like, what is wrong with Zuckerberg and that crew to allow that kind of stuff to happen? Like, what's the gain? Is it, what, because the actual footage that's being proposed or promoted is really people dying, so that's okay? If somebody alludes to something that may or may not be true, that's not okay? Somebody takes a different point of view about a vaccine, and that's banned, but Putin is actually blowing people to bits, and nobody seems to want to say anything from the social media standpoints, the social media websites. It's incredible. Speaking of websites, by the way, I'm getting an unconfirmed report, but kudos to Pornhub, those of you out there who pay attention to that. Apparently Pornhub, according to my reports, has blocked Russian users. So, and when you try to log in from Russia, they give you a picture of a Ukrainian flag. I'm not making that up. I'm just going with what they're telling me. So maybe there are some, at least noble folks out there who are invested in the internet. So obviously a lot of explosions, a lot of pain and suffering that we're watching as all this sort of unfolds. Again, apparently there is no absolute 100% certainty, but 126, by the way, I just told you about that plane that was shot down, Russian plane that was shot down. 126 paratroopers, undetermined if any survived, but they probably had to bail out of the cargo doors, I would think, when the plane was hitting on its way down. Last night, if you had been paying close attention, and again, this is all Vladimir Putin here, he made this threat last night that he may, in fact, employ tactical nuclear weapons. Now, how would he do that? Like, how would that come to be? And I was thinking about this. And it's not like he's going to nuke from a missile silo. He's not going to nuke Ukraine. He's not going to nuke Poland. He's not going to nuke. He's going to basically, I'm sure that the military equipment that he has on hand right now, some of that is capable of those types of lethal exchanges. And my guess is that he's just prepared in case there is some kind of a retaliation from the NATO states and if there is some kind of a buildup. He had mentioned, again, in his address to the world that you would see the type of response that you'd never seen before. I actually believe, I actually do believe that Putin has it in him to drop a nuclear weapon. I do believe that. I think that, and again, I'll get to this a little bit later on, but I think that according to, Putin wrote this 6,000-page essay about what exactly he wanted, right? What did he want? Like, what was the end goal? And the end goal for him is to have a unified, quote-unquote, in quotation marks, Soviet Union again. And that means getting Ukraine back. So I also think that there's a certain, once you reach a certain point in your career, there are certain people who will do anything to make sure that they are memorable. And I believe Putin holds that trait as well. And you may dismiss that as, you know, what are you talking about? Well, there are folks out there who you remember because of the horrible atrocities that they committed. And in some cases, they knew they were committing them. You don't think Hitler knew what he was doing? You don't think any of the monsters, Stalin and the rest, didn't you think those folks didn't understand what they were doing? And I believe, you know, Putin may have an intense love for Russia. I will give him credit for that. He probably does. He said it many times. He wants to return to the glory days. And, you know, he's a leader, KGB, etc., who now wants to build this legacy. What kind of what better legacy than to be someone who returns Mother Russia to Mother Russia? At all costs. So do I think he would drop a nuclear weapon or detonate a nuclear weapon if NATO put a bunch of forces in Poland? No, I don't think that would be completely out of the realm of. I think it would be totally within the realm of possibility. 1,000% I could see him doing that. So I don't think those threats are veiled. I think those threats are real from him. Because I believe he's one of them people who enjoys the fame and enjoys that notoriety and would enjoy the idea, the thought, that 50 years from now, 100 years from now, people are talking about Vladimir Putin and how he got X, Y, and Z back for Russia at all costs. I believe he has that in him. I do. And that makes him even more scary in this scenario, because a man like that, you know, at the end, you know, sort of the end of your life at 70, with your whole life being Mother Russia, why wouldn't you pull that trigger if, in fact, that opportunity presented itself? Why you wouldn't hesitate? I don't think you would. That may sound crazy. Maybe you think I'm nuts to think like that. But I don't see why you would not pull that trigger if you're him. With that mindset. All right. Well, listen, a couple other things. Biden to divert agents from the U.S. southern border, this according to Breitbart, send them to assist with the Russian-Ukraine conflict. Not to fight, but the refugees. So just let that sink in for a second. We still have a poor southern border where folks are coming through it at record speed, breakneck speed. And, you know, we've let in more illegals in the first year. I think we're well over a million plus when pretty much at any other time in recorded history as far as letting folks in. And Biden is all the willing to pull the scarce amount of folks we actually have protecting our southern border and have them facilitate refugees. Now, listen, helping the refugees who are fleeing, that is a noble cause for sure. I think that we should probably be involved in that in some way, shape, or form, but not to pull the safety and security of our own southern border, pull those folks away to help out with the refugee situation in, whether it's in Poland with folks coming in from Ukraine to Poland or wherever you wanted to bring those people. It goes back to this mindset again, where everybody but Americans are placed first. Right? This is a progressive idea. This idea is not sane. When you think, okay, let's make sure that we make sure the entire world is safe, and then, and only then, will we consider helping out our own. And I don't understand that, and I never will. And Biden has that quality in spades, right? He has been all about that. And look around. Look around wherever you may live, whatever town that you're in, whatever city that you're in. Look around. Read the paper in your towns. Progressives across the nation, up until very, very recently, they were all about, let's say, defunding the police departments and everything that went along with that. Everything that makes it harder for a citizen to live their everyday life and be safe and sound and productive. Progressives are always against that. They're always looking for that idealistic scenario where, you know, it's that globalism. Crazy, man. Just crazy. All right. Music is playing, so we'll take a break. Like I said, we do have a lot coming up. We're almost an hour in, 45 minutes in, with a lot to get to. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root is off tonight. Christopher down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons. Without him, it's all chaos and static. So we thank him for doing a spectacular job, a splendid job, as a matter of fact. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back once again. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see My Pillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Hey, friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allen Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allen Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. But go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Are you taking Viagra?
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Welcome back to the show. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Tangible Investments. What's going on in Ukraine? Possibility of World War III starting? What's going on right now in Canada? In any case, inflation is raging. Supply chain is screwed. The borders are open. Life is just not good. And it's all because of this madman Biden, $85 billion of military equipment on the ground in Afghanistan. What could you do about all this? I'll tell you what you could do. Protect your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets will give you true protection. And my friends at Tangible guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals that you will find anywhere in the United States. Check them out at TII1.com, TII1.com, or call 800-300-8441, 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years experience, billions of dollars with a B in transactions. They sell gold, they sell silver, they sell rare coins. Call 800-300-8441. Mention Wayne Root. You will get the guaranteed best prices in the country, plus the best customer service in the country. 800-300-8441.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. I apologize. First hour, I've been all over the place, but I'm going to get focused in and like a laser beam. And after the top of the hour, we'll hit back at Putin and Russia. I did want to, though, spend at least this segment just briefly talking about what you want. What do you want? What do you want with your government? What is it? This is another conversation I was having the other day on my own show here in Connecticut, asking my listeners, like, what is it? Like, what would you like? If there's one thing you could ask from your government, what would it be? And almost everybody had this a similar response, whether it was through social media or emailing me or even coming up on the air. And it was some sort of transparency, some sort of honesty. And we're lacking that. We've been lacking that forever. So how do you fix it? Well, you elect leaders in local parties that are honest, that believe in the same things that you believe, are against globalist agenda ideas. And we need to erase this dependence, this ease and dependence on government systems. Now, I know everybody likes their Medicare and everybody likes their Social Security check. I get that. You paid into that your whole life. But the people, the powers that be right now, guys, you understand that they want the cradle to grave scenario with you. They want to take care of you from the time you're born to the time you die. And that way you owe them. That way you're not independent and free. Right? Because ultimately what ends up happening is complacency breeds this dependence. And I'm gonna give you a perfect example of this. I know I'm not supposed to talk about this, but I am. This just came to my brain. Now, I live in the middle of the woods. And I don't tell anybody this, because I could get in trouble. But please, just this is between me and you. So I will occasionally feed the wild animals. I'm not supposed to do that, but this is a true fact. This is a true story. So there is a coyote that had a bad limp behind my house. I know my regular listeners have heard this a million times, but every once in a while I throw food to her because I felt bad. Well, she no longer has that limp, and she seems to be doing a lot better. Yet every day now, at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, this coyote, this wild animal, this ferocious beast, is sitting. I'm sitting like a puppy would sit in my backyard, looking up at my door, waiting for me to come out. She'll sit there now for over an hour, and she's got a boyfriend wandering around beyond the tree line who won't really come to view, but if I were to throw scraps, he would get a piece. But she waits. I broke all the rules, right? I took a wild animal, and what did I do? I made it somewhat dependent on me. And I feel bad about this. I do. I've got to completely sort of divorce myself from her and wean her, even though when I look outside and she's looking up at the door, it breaks my heart. But it's not that she can't hunt. She can. She wasn't born with that limp, and I'm sure has every sort of idea of how to go out and catch her own food. But I've made it easy. Like the government makes it easy for you, or makes it easy for a lot of folks. And so she, like the rest of us in some cases, have become complacent. And that's what government has done to us. Right? Whether it's through the payouts with the mask and the COVID, whether it's this program or that program, a group of well-bodied, able people have become dependent on the government, just like my coyote has become dependent on me. And whose fault is it? Well, it's mine. I should know better. But I don't have a sinister motive. I do it because I felt bad and I love animals. Your government, they don't do it because they love you. They do it because they want you to vote for them. Your politician does it because they want you to owe them. That's different. But the apathy part, the complacency part, the dependency part, that's exactly what's going on behind my house in my backyard. I've made a coyote dependent on me. And again, a lot of Americans are dependent on Uncle Sam, and they're doing it for all the wrong reasons. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll take a quick break. I'll jump back on the Ukraine train when I come back after the top of the hour. What does Putin want? That's what we'll tackle. That comes up next. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.